And Opus is back in the studio with us from the Thirsty Monk for that segment we like to call The Voice of Beer. Now notice the monk chanting won't play right now because Jim's engrossed in a Sarah Palin video over there. So that's no sound effects
right
now.
That's quite all right.
I thought we just did the chanting when we were actually drinking the beer.
Is that true too? Opus never hears the chanting. Because he's
not wearing headphones.
Nice. I could feel it, though.
The vibrations of the chanting.
We do have this giant subwoofer down here that helps with that.
I thought there were live monks in here.
There were last year. That was last year.
Before the budget cuts.
Yeah. Monks or so, 2010. Listen, Opus, big week for the monk. You guys gave away pint glasses practically every minute of the day.
Yeah, we had pint week last week down in Monk South.
Can't we just solve all our problems with pint week, summit?
We were trying to solve the world's problems last week, and we solved some of them. We gave away a bunch of pint glasses and a bunch of beer. And everyone should be fully stocked of glassware. But it's probably not going to stop them from showing up this
Now, was
next
that part
month.
Of the plans? I mean, Wednesday night was pint night, but somehow every night turned into pint night.
Well, yeah, we did it last year to celebrate our anniversary down south, and it just went so well, and everyone likes the glasses so much, so we just had a bunch of glasses come our way, and we just gave them all back out.
Some sort of tax dodging effort, inventory reduction, or something. More power to you, by the way. I'm all about that.
It might be. I'll look into that. But okay. No, we pay for the pint glasses, and then we just give them away with a beer.
Okay. Did you do that? Did you give away the specific pint glass with the beer they were drinking like you do on Wednesdays?
Oh, we had some Oscar Blues glassware. We had Lord Chesterfield.
Ooh, fancy.
Indeed.
Hello.
Stevens Point.
Do you ever give away pint glasses with the bacon now that you do the bacon in a pint glass? Would you ever do a pint night with just bacon?
No, we specifically... we might, actually, but that's a good idea.
Do I get credit for that idea?
But we specifically have separate glasses for the bacon and the beer so that we don't...
mix them up.
Yeah, so we don't have bacon.
This beer tastes like bacon.
The bacon is part of the Easy on the Wallet summer menu, so I got to ask you, how many units of bacon did you move?
You're not supposed to say unit on AM radio.
How many pigs?
But, I mean, did you move a lot of pint glasses of bacon this week?
Everyone was chowing down on some bacon this weekend.
So you got somebody in the back just frying up bacon all over the place.
Yeah, and it smells fantastic. I think it smells fantastic.
That's great. Pints of bacon at the Thirsty Monk. And we're going to talk about this new menu in a little while. So what have you brought us to taste today?
Well, I bought, it's the same brewery from last week.
Okay.
But it's a different beer. And keeping in mind with summer beers, this is more beer from Full Steam, the Durham brewery out in Durham, North Carolina. And this is a cream ale.
Mmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
It is. I think it's one of the tastiest forms of beer out there. It's a very big West Coast phenomenon, but it's not really big on the East Coast, except for, of course, people know about Genesee and King's
Cream
Ale, I
believe. I'm hip to that. And it's sustainably packaged in a growler.
Well, this is I had to fill it from the tap.
Now, Jim, this is different than the cream ale you used to drink when you were 11. Let me just caution you.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's all brewed in the same fashion.
Keep it in mind.
Oh, is it?
All right.
This is brewed with its milk sugars. You know, the lact, the words that start with LACT.
So, and if you're lactose intolerant,
you cannot drink this.
Really?
Yes. Really, Jim.
And if you're vegan, cool. You cannot drink it either.
Well, you can. You just violate your principles.
Absolutely.
So so do you indicate if beer's got lactose in it?
Well, we call it a cream ale, and it usually says in the description that it's brewed with milk sugars. But
it's like Russian roulette in any bar. Come on. Yeah. You can't get that.
Well,
detail.
I mean, you know, people are so much more conscious about food allergies and sensitivities these days.
Sure.
They make any beer with peanuts?
You know, I don't think so. Not yet. But Dogfish probably heard that, and they're making a peanut beer as we speak.
They definitely listen. Okay, here we go. We're going to taste the cream ale.
Wow, that is super light.
That is the point to wonderful cream ales. And The reason that this is history in the making is that it is, when we pour it on draft at the South Monk, it's on nitrogen. So if you've ever seen like a Guinness poured, it's poured on the nitrogen tap, and it's got that cascadey foam, and it's it makes the cream ale, which is light and creamy in the first place, even creamier.
So if we were drinking this at Thirsty Monk Pub, it would have a light, creamy head on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd have that.
Now, is there a special apparatus or a station that sits on?
No, the shaker?
Yeah, the shaker.
There's what no is shaker. That?
Do you draw little pictures in the foam? I've seen that.
Like a macchiato?
We've done it with some stouts, but with the cream ale, it's a little harder to do.
So what is the shaker again? Because I've seen people that, hold on a second, gotta wait till the Guinness finishes.
I think the shaker is really just something to entertain ourselves while we're waiting for the beer to finish cascading.
Okay.
In so I've heard, I haven't actually been to Ireland yet,
what?
But I hear in the pubs in Ireland for Guinness, when they pour it on nitro, they'll pour it halfway and then let the bottom half basically settle down. And then they'll pour the rest on top of that, and then let that settle, and then they'll serve it to you. And it usually takes them about 15 to 20 minutes just to do this whole process.
My goodness. You'd have to get two or three beers to tide you over in the meantime. I like that. I like watching the Guinness cascade, you know, when I've seen it poured from the, you know, the tap. I love it. Because now they sell Guinness in the can with a little widget inside that supposedly creates.
Cascade at home.
Yeah. But I think it's pretty. It's
tiny
soothing.
Bubbles. Tiny
it's,
bubbles in
it's
that
soothing.
Foam.
That is the secret to
tiny
it.
Tiny bubbles?
Right there. Tiny bubbles.
Who
you're getting. You're getting more beer per glass and less gas. So drinking cream ale
really
and nitrogen.
Could use less gas.
We all could use less gas except for in the car, of course.
Oh, very good. Very good. Wow.
Well, we could still use less gas for the car.
Good comeback.
you're drinking smaller because it's nitrogen and oxygen mix instead of carbon and oxygen mix. You're getting smaller bubbles, so you get to drink more beer, and the flavor actually comes out even more so because of the tiny bubbles.
So the tinier the bubbles, the bigger flavor,
the better the flavor.
Okay.
And Guinness doesn't have as much alcohol as your typical beer, so you're getting flavor in that case without alcohol. Quick question: this starts really really light, like,
mm-hmm.
But it finishes with that really strong. What flavor?
Yeah, the bitterness just kind of comes right.
So you really feel like you're drinking a beer.
Yeah, it's definitely still a beer.
Yeah.
Did you want to feel like you were drinking something else?
Cream ale? I don't know.
A gin and tonic with
You know how some beers, you know, just don't finish like a beer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you enjoy them and they taste good and they fit their whatever. Varietal, but this really tastes like a beer.
Yeah, but it's still compared to like an ESB, which is an extra special bitter, or a pale ale, or an IPA. It's still on the low end spectrum of bitterness.
Yeah,
it's underneath all of those.
So for those listeners that missed last week, let's talk about the brewery because Obama is in Durham today. Did you know that, Opus? I don't know if he stopped by the brewery.
No, I hope he did.
But he's definitely in the area. So tell me what you know about Full Steam.
Well, Full Steam, they're out in Durham, and they are one of their goals is to have most of their beers brewed with nothing but local grown ingredients.
I like
and,
that.
They're actually working with farmers, and they have their own land, so that everything is made like within 100 miles of the brewery.
So they're growing hops.
They're growing hops. They're working with local hop growers. This cream ale. Which usually it's a no-no, but this is actually brewed with corn. So there's corn in here.
So if you had a corn allergy, this would be a problem too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. this is probably not the good beer for people with allergies.
Oh, it's really, really good, and I would be curious to taste it, to taste the difference between drinking it from a growler like this and drinking it straight from the tap. Not literally straight from the tap.
Right, but your mouth. Were you one that would drink cream ale or still would drink a cream ale as a soda?
As a soda?
Yeah, like a cream ale soda. Because when I was young, I used to love cream ale, and everybody hated it except me. They always went for grape or something. But
yeah,
I was a big cream soda.
A&W vanilla cream soda is probably one of my favorite sodas. If I can push a major brand
right
there.
What about cream soda for you, Leslie? Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad used to actually make cream soda.
Wow.
Yeah, from scratch. So I love it.
I was actually, Leslie's dad is my second favorite brand. Is
cream soda. Gather around, kids. We're going to make some cream soda.
He would make sarsaparilla and he would make root beer. I mean, he made all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Wow, you learn something every day here on Local Edge Radio. So let's talk about the Easy on the Wallet summer menu real fast. It's at the downtown location. It does. One of those items is a pint of bacon, folks. Mm-hmm. We were not kidding.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. But, you know, that's kind of, I mean, I people love bacon.
Sure.
But I get that that's kind of a, you know, kind of a.
It's a starter.
Yeah.
It's a starter
but,
on
I mean,
the menu.
They've got wit beer, cured salmon bruschetta. They've got Thai style pulled pork tacos. I mean, this is an incredible menu. It rivals some of the best restaurants in Asheville. I mean, I've had a lot of the little tasting plates, and they execute them beautifully. Thai marinated tempeh, antipasto skewers with Benton's country ham, Swiss cheese, olive, and roasted red pepper. I mean, I'm hungry.
And it's actually, we're driving our chefs crazy because they just put out this brand new menu, but they still have to daily pair it up with a beer because we constantly change our beers. So they have to look over the menu and say, okay, yeah, this will go with this new beer that we tap on and change it around. So it's every day we're constantly editing it.
And your staff is just amazingly well-versed in the beers, the food. They're eminently patient with everyone. I mean, you know, I've seen beer experts sitting at the bar next to complete beer newbies, and the staff treats them equally with respect and patience. And it's just it's an amazing experience being at Thirsty Monk Pub.
Well, we like to think that it's we're basically sharing our passion with everyone. So if we get a chance to turn someone on to a new beer, like I do here every week, it just makes our day right there.
And I say that because I wouldn't want anybody not to go there because they felt like they were a beer novice. From everything we say, you might imagine that it would be an intimidating experience, but it really isn't. I mean, they will walk you through the process of picking a beer and, of course, pairing it with food. And, it, you know, like I said, I can sit there and throw around words like hot monkey. And mouthfeel like the best of them, but I have no idea what I'm talking about, and they're super kind and patient with me. So,
and Opus, you brought a hand puppet today.
I did. I brought a killer rabbit in,
which is very political. We all know the story of Jimmy Carter being attacked by the killer rabbit.
Well, it's that, and it also has to do with Monty Python. We are doing a humongous event south this Wednesday. We're going to be doing a pint night with Monty Python Holy Grail Ale, which I couldn't bring in a sample of, but maybe next week.
I'll just come there on Wednesday night and sample it myself.
We're giving away the goblets, which are basically ceramic Holy Grails, but I can't guarantee eternal life if you drink out of it. And we also have Monty Python glasses with cool logos on it, like I fart in your general direction. And so on and so forth. And we're going to be showing the movie outside.
Really?
Outside by the patio.
This Wednesday night?
This Wednesday, when it turns dark. So we'll be giving away the glasses, having the beer on tap, and then when it turns dark, come and watch the movie.
Well, there are people that are just rabid about Monty Python.
Ah, rabid.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So I imagine you'll have a big crowd there. And then what are you doing down at the downtown location?
We've got a very cool keg of the Rogue Morimoto beer. I think Morimoto is the famous Iron Chef, and he has helped work with Rogue to devise a beer that goes along with food perfectly well. So he's got his whole line of beers, and I believe we have the Morimoto Pilsner, but I'm not entirely sure on that.
So, folks, that's Wednesday night. Before we let you go, Opus, let's remind people about tonight at both locations of the Thirsty Monk. You're doing your part. It's a tough economy out there, so you're kicking a dollar off of all North Carolina beers on draft, full pours of North Carolina draft beers, and Belgian bottles, a dollar off tonight at both locations, right?
Yep. It's almost every day we're taking money off beer.
I like that. Doing their part.
Really, seriously, that's wonderful. And it gives people access to great beer when they might not otherwise be able to afford it. Well, Opus, thanks again for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for
bringing the killer rabbit, too.
My pleasure.
And the cream ale. Very interesting. Very different.
First on the East Coast with history.
Are we the first radio show to taste it
on
the air?
Okay. Absolutely.
It's first all the way around.
Who would know anyway? Let's just say it. Famous first at Local Edge Radio. All right, we're going to be right back. Your calls, 252-4348. This is Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk.